If you have the courage to really go inside your own heart and really dig deep, and that's meditation, it's a, you know, self-reflective practice, eating right, you know, really committing to live at least a pursuit of spiritual connection, you will find that your life can paint a mandala much more beautiful than your human self could ever imagine.
That's Julie Pyatt, and this is the Rich Roll Podcast. The Rich Roll Podcast. Hey, everybody. How you guys doing? What's happening? My name is Rich Roll. I am your host. Welcome to another special midweek edition of the podcast. Today, we're going to go back down under to a Q&A that was recorded this past March on St. Patrick's Day, I believe, at our event in Melbourne, Australia. I already shared the one that we did in Sydney. This is the Melbourne one. It's a really good one, packed with a ton of tasty nuggets, and I'm going to get into the details of what you can expect in this episode in a sec, but first.
We're brought to you today by On. I am a total gearhead. I love researching the latest technology for the sports I enjoy. And I've learned that people often overlook apparel. But what you wear isn't just clothes. It is, without a doubt, technology. Technology that can make or break a performance. And I can tell you, after spending 2 full days meeting with the apparel wizards at On Labs in Zurich, that On is innovating in this space like no other, with next-gen premium fabrics, and just this heightened level of sophistication and precision and testing and development and intentionality previously unheard of that puts them just miles beyond the competition. I've been rocking On's high-performance running apparel, including the long tees, the weather jackets, even the climate jacket, all super lightweight, tailor-fit, built to move, and just gorgeous to get you out and get it done in fleet-foot comfort, no matter the weather. I'm super proud to be a brand partner with this impressive team. From increasing product sustainability to improved energy return and impact protection, truly Swiss innovation at its finest. To get you moving, On is offering an exclusive 10% discount. To redeem, head over to on.com/richroll and use code RICHROLL10 at checkout. We're brought to you today by recovery.com. I've been in recovery for a long time. It's not hyperbolic to say that I owe everything good in my life to sobriety. And it all began with treatment, an experience that I had that quite literally saved my life. And in the many years since, I've in turn helped many suffering addicts and their loved ones find treatment. And with that, I know all too well just how confusing and how overwhelming and how challenging it can be to find the right place and the right level of care, especially because, unfortunately, not all treatment resources adhere to ethical practices. It's a real problem, a problem I'm now happy and proud to share has been solved by the people at recovery.com, who created an online support portal designed to guide, to support, and empower you to find the ideal level of care tailored to your personal needs. They've partnered with the best global behavioral health providers to cover the full spectrum of behavioral health disorders, including substance use disorders, depression, anxiety, eating disorders, gambling addictions, and more. Navigating their site is simple. Search by insurance coverage, location, treatment type, you name it. Plus, you can read reviews from former patients to help you decide. Whether you're a busy exec, a parent, a struggling teen, or battling addiction yourself, I feel you. I empathize with you. I really do. And they have treatment options for you. Life in recovery is wonderful, and recovery.com is your partner in starting that journey. When you or a loved one need help, go to recovery.com and take the first step towards recovery. To find the best treatment option for you or a loved one, again, go to recovery.com. There are certain rare people who have a powerful voice and know how to use it. my friend Amanda Decadene is one such human. The podcast is called The Conversation because it is the conversation, a groundbreaking series of raw and honest exchanges on the issues that matter most: mental health, sex, politics, ambition, gender roles, and more. Listen to The Conversation wherever you get your podcasts and explore other groundbreaking series at voicingchange.media. All right, today's episode. So I thought I would introduce this Q&A, this episode, by reading an email from a fan. I don't do this that often, but I think once in a while it's cool to kind of share a perspective from a listener. So this one is from Jim. I'm just going to leave it at Jim. Hey, Rich, just thought I would send you a note. Not sure why. I'm not a guy that leaves a review or makes comments really on anything. Mostly just appreciation, I guess. I've read your books and followed your podcast for a year or so. Love it all. The plant-based thing was interesting, but never really clicked for me until a few months ago. I've been a pretty healthy endurance athlete, Spartans, ultras, marathons, biking, etc. So I'm up to speed on a lot of the science. But after a quote-unquote cheat meal, smothered steak burrito and vanilla Coke, I was listening to your podcast while driving my family to Moab from Salt Lake. Somewhere along that long drive, I made the decision to go plant-based and not look back. Just felt right. To me, it almost felt like a spiritual confirmation that it was the right thing to do. Anyways, I'm 4 months in and I'm 100% converted. I'm getting bigger, stronger, faster, and feel so much better. No desire to eat meat and do everything I can to avoid animal products. The things I thought would be hard, giving up burgers, steak, etc., that's been simple. The things I didn't count on, family and social scorn, that's been really tough. My wife is not on board and it's caused us some issues, which I'm trying to sort out. He goes on to say, it's not easy. I would have never thought food would be such an issue, but I have learned food is a big part of life and marriage. I would love to hear more on your podcast about food and family. So first of all, thank you, Jim, for sending me that email. I appreciate the kind words. Congrats on the changes that you're making. And the question that you pose is a really good one. It's an important one. And the reason that I decided to read this as a preface to today's episode is because we answer that question in this Q&A. We get into how you navigate a relationship with a partner that's not on board. It can be your plant-based lifestyle. It can be something else. But how do you effectively communicate to bridge that gap? We also talk about the importance of doing the inside work, embracing the inside work to find your true authentic self, having that courage to go inside and dig deep. We touch on the nutrition wars and how to attract versus debate your lifestyle. In other words, how to be the lighthouse. And so much more. So with that said, let's go down under. Please enjoy this Q&A from Melbourne, Australia.
I'll hand the microphone over to Rich and to Julie, and please ask any questions you've got. We've got half an hour and there's microphones in the audience. The volunteers are happy to hand them to you. When you get a microphone, could you stand up just so we can see you? And Rich and Julie will direct the questions. First, I'll hand the mic to you, Rich.
All right, so who wants to ask a question? Oh, here we go. We got a couple here.
Yeah, hello, Rich.
Yeah.
Mine's not really a question. Mine's just to say thank you. I found your book 6 weeks ago. I was diagnosed with depression. I was 8 years ago, I was 191 kilos. So that's 410 pounds. Mm. I got down to 95. But 6 weeks ago, I was contemplating suicide. I found your podcast with David Goggins. Listen to that on my way to commit suicide. And it's changed my life. Thank you very much.
Wow, beautiful. Thank you. Amazing. Thank you for coming tonight. It's beautiful. Hi.
Not a loud voice, so I'll just yell. Rich, I just want to say thank you again. You've had an amazing impact on my life. I read your book 7 years ago. And since then I've done 2 Ultramans and I'll sign up for Epic 5.
Whoa. Yeah, you should be up here and doing that. Mm-hmm.
Hey, yeah, so any advice?
I don't think you need my advice. I think you're doing just fine.
Say hi to Rebecca for us.
Yeah. Give say hi to big, Rebecca Morgan.
Big hug and kiss for
Beautiful.
Us.
Beautiful.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Fantastic. Congratulations. That's amazing. Wow. Beautiful.
Hey, Rich and Julie, over here.
Where are we looking? There we are.
Sorry,
here.
It's hard for you guys to see.
Sorry, the lights are really bright. It's a
That's
little hard
okay.
To see.
My name's Renee, and I just wanted to say that you both have been such a massive inspiration. Rich, I've been following you since probably early 2015 on your podcast, and actually introduced after your podcast, Julie, with Jonathan Fields, and you had. And then you mentioned Rich, obviously, and then I went on to his. And I guess my question for you, Rich, like not only, and for both of you really, you know, you've obviously achieved such massive things in terms of your, you know, your sporting career and your athleticism, but you've also created something huge and massive in terms of your wellness advocacy and what you've created with your podcast and your business as alike. And I guess my question for you is for those of us out there that are, you know, really out there wanting to be messengers of this wellness, of plant-based nutrition, of everything that this can create in your life, what would be kind of your advice or tips for those of us starting out? Obviously, you've put into a massive hard work and, yeah, it'd just be great to kind of hear your advice or experience on that as well.
Yeah, great. Beautiful. Thank you for that question. I think that we all have our own unique voice. And I think the most important thing is to figure out what is most authentic to you in terms of what that expression might look like. I can tell you that, you know, us being up here tonight, it's like surreal that we're up on this stage, like talking to you about this, because this is not the result of, you know, either of us sitting down and writing out a business plan or a vision board or a list of goals about what we wanted to do and express. It was really the organic outgrowth of simply sort of living in faith and trying to be as authentic as we could and expressing ourselves as honestly as possible in the way that we kind of carry this message that has been transformative in our life. And so I guess what I'm getting at is that it's not by some design that we created out of our ego. It just happened almost spontaneously as a result of just trying to do what seemed like the next best right thing in front of us that was in alignment with our intuition. Do you understand what I'm saying? So I think that in terms of looking at like, well, where do I fit and how can I be an advocate, instead of looking at what other people are doing and try to mimicking them or anything like that, like the work is internal. Like look inside yourself. You have your own unique expression, your version of, you know, what that message looks like. And I think the more you invest in that, instead of looking in at what everyone else is doing, I think you put yourself in a better position to figure out that answer for yourself.
Yeah. I would add, beautifully put, Rich, I would add that if you have the courage to really go inside your own heart and really dig deep, and that's meditation, it's a, you know, self-reflective practice, eating right, you know, really committing to live at least a pursuit of spiritual connection, you will find that your life can paint a mandala much more beautiful than your human self could ever imagine. And this experience, this odyssey, this expression that has happened with Rich and I being so different, so completely different, and entering into this journey and somehow we connect at some midpoint and this beautiful mandala has been created. And I have to tell you all, this was not on any of our lists. And what I would like to offer some of you that are maybe coming just a little bit behind the path on us is, be discerning what you affiliate yourself with. Okay, there's a lot of marketing programs, and everybody's jumping on wellness like it's the next wave, and you will be better served, a better servant, and more powerful if you don't buy in, don't jump on those bandwagons, and really just stay authentic to what you're doing. All of us are beautiful divine creations, and we need you to be exactly as you are, not as I am or as he is or any marketing summit or marketing plan. So be you, because we need your genius to transform the world.
Hello. Hi. Yeah, thanks for this. It's been nice. Really inspired. It's the first time I see your guys' stuff. And yeah, I'm living a quite healthy plant-based diet. But I'm now really inspired to
exercise more.
And I think I have this limited belief that I can't be like a good runner because I've tried a couple of times and my joints and stuff, they, like knees and stuff, they just like, stop it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, do you have any advice on like nutrition and just people in general that tend to get like, you know, bad joints or whatever?
Okay, I got you. So the question is about nutrition for joint health, I think. I think, first of all, you said something interesting. You said, you know, you're on the plant-based diet, and I assume you're enjoying that, but you're struggling with your relationship to exercise and fitness, and this idea that you can't be this great runner, right? But what about just enjoying being physical, like enjoying like moving your body? Like that's how it started for me, not with some attachment to some other that I wasn't, but just the process of being connected physically to my body. And I think the more you can kind of root your energy in that, as opposed to something that you think you're not, that you're aiming for, but you feel like you're not gonna get there. You know what I mean? Like you're spinning in this cycle of like mental self-defeatism. So I would challenge you, or encourage you, I suppose, to reframe your mental approach to fitness and exercise. And then in terms of like the nutrition component to it, I think that I would focus on anti-inflammatory foods, antioxidants to reduce the inflammatory response that is causing the pain in your joints. So, you know, things like turmeric and ginger, lots of berries. You can do your research on the most, you know, anti-inflammatory, antioxidant foods and try to incorporate more of those into your diet. And I would begin there and just start paying attention to how you feel. And I would also, you know, it's also possible that you're overexerting yourself and that's what's causing these issues, right? Because you have this idea that you need to be this big runner instead of just training where you're at. You're training where you think you should be or where you want to be. Patience, my friend. Yes.
And I would say consider taking up a yoga practice.
That's your answer to
everything.
Your joints.
It is actually my answer to most things.
It's the same answer to every question. So annoying.
G'day guys, welcome to Australia. My name's Luke and I've been plant powered now for about a year or so. Things going well, really loving it, except at home. I've got a wife and two young girls under two, so there's a bit going on at home. My wife isn't around to the veganism and it's causing a little bit of grief. How, Julie, perhaps you might be best to answer this. Obviously, you were on board the bandwagon of healthy eating before Rich. How can I handle this at home?
It's great. Super important question and really common. You know, I think it's a really great, important question. I think Julie has a great response to that. And it's not, you know, are you going to yoga? For once.
Yoga.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's really difficult to be in a relationship, as you guys know. No.
Because I'm really difficult.
So you're ultra.
Ultra difficult.
Ultra everything.
Finding no. ultra difficulties.
Exactly. So, okay, so I'm going to give you the answer and then I'm going to back up the answer, okay? So just stay with me for a second. So what I'm going to tell you is I'm going to tell you your most powerful move is to love her unconditionally with all of your might, exactly as she is right now. Release all your attachment to her buying into the way you're eating or the way you're living. Now, this may take a little bit of organization on your part, because I don't know who prepares the meals or whatever. So you may have to do a little bit of effort and just take care of your own stuff. Operate independently with complete respect for what she's doing. And you'll have to navigate with the little kids as they start eating food. I don't know if they're still nursing or, like, you know, both or whatever. And the reason that I'm telling you this is because I wasn't as smart as this advice that I'm giving you. And for 7 years, I banged my head against the wall trying to get him to eat well. It seemed like the more that I reached to him, and I was clearly eating better. I clearly was healthier, happier, more balanced. I had healed myself of a cyst in my neck against the doctor's, you know, diagnosis. And he still was binging on, you know, double cheeseburgers, venti Starbucks coffee with 3 ad shots. And I couldn't figure it out because he just kept getting more and more paralyzed. And I had a lot of conversations with a lot of people that told me how right I was. I was clearly right. And my marriage was
so
not...
Right.
I was so right, which felt amazing, mm-hmm. but really annoying after 7 years. So suddenly I was working with this Indian master. And some of you know that I've been on a spiritual path for a long time, and they say about me, she left no rock unturned. So if you want to talk about anything crazy like that, you know who to talk to. But this one master that I was working with gave me this beautiful teaching, and he talked to me about human love versus divine love. And he said, human love is just a business arrangement. Basically, we make this agreement with whoever we're with, and it's like, if you act this way, then I love you. And if you stop acting that way, I don't love you anymore. Where he said the contrast to divine love is like the sun. It simply shines on all of creation without discrimination, simply for your very existence. And we all can really relax into that. You know, it's relaxing for someone to tell you that because we're all trying to strive to achieve all these diets and lifestyles and titles and live our dreams and everything else. So isn't it a relief just to go, you're loved. Like, it's cool. I love you. This was a very key part in our entire journey. It was this act that I was able to imbibe and able to hold for Rich that caused the entire trajectory of this story, which is why we're here talking to you. And I really was able to release him to his life. I gave up needing him to be healthy. I gave up needing him to realize his spiritual essence in this lifetime. And I instead looked at him and I was like, okay, I know I'm an emanation of God. I know all of you are emanations of God. So he is too. Even eating his cheeseburger with his venti Starbucks in 3 ad shots. And when I released him to this process, that's when the magic started to happen. And I'm going to let Rich chime in now because he can talk to you about how he felt this difference in our relationship.
Yeah, I mean, to be clear, it's not like Julie was like a nag, like saying, you need to change. It wasn't like that at all, but she was living a much healthier lifestyle than I was. And she would always be reading books that were expanding her perspective and eating healthy
yoga.
Foods that nourished her. And she would leave a book on my bedstand and say, hey, maybe this book might be helpful. And I'd be like, yeah, and I would definitely not read that. And, you know, I just was like, that's her trip. I'm on a different trip. But when she kind of had this realization, the energy really did shift because it wasn't a lip service thing. It wasn't like, I'm releasing him. You know, it's like, with all this this sort of expectation really that's built into it, kind of subliminally, that wasn't there. She really was like, it's cool, whatever you want to do. And I was like, whoa, that feels different. Like, what's the angle here, you know? Like, what are you getting at? Where's the agenda? But I was like, no agenda. And I think what that did was it flipped the mirror. Suddenly, I was like, oh, wait. Like, I have to make these decisions for myself, not for somebody else. Like, what do I want? You know, when I got sober, I didn't get sober because I was trying to please somebody or get somebody off my back. I got sober because I finally wanted it for myself. And suddenly I was faced with that same decision tree. Like, what do I want for myself? What kind of foods do I really want to be eating? Not because I want Julie off my back or I want her to be happy with me, but for myself. And I think that release allowed me to enter into that conversation with myself that led me to that place that when I was on that staircase, I was actually in a position, I was ready to make that shift and make that decision. So,
okay.
Don't thank me.
Got it. Okay.
There is so much health information out there. It can feel overwhelming and leave even the most well-intentioned confused about what's what and who to trust. Well, the first person that I call when I'm seeking clarity is my friend and nutrition expert, Simon Hill, host of the fantastic podcast, The Proof. Each week, Simon matches wits with brilliant scientists, translating their evidence-based insights into actionable tools for better well-being. Subscribe to The Proof, available wherever you get your podcasts, and explore other groundbreaking series at voicingchange.media. I'm super proud to announce my next venture, Voicing Change Media. This beautiful consortium of thinkers, storytellers, artists, and visionaries all committed to fostering meaningful exchanges and sharing thought-provoking content. Voicing Change Media will feature shows like The Proof with Simon Hill, Soul Boom with Rainn Wilson, Mentor Buffet with Alexi Pappas, Feel Better, Live More with Dr. Rangan Chatterjee, and The Conversation with Amanda Decadene. You can explore this network and all its offerings at voicingchange.media.
Hi, Rich, Julie.
Where are we? Whoa.
Just up the back here, Rich.
Hi there. That's
so,
like, talk about an emanation of God. It was like the voice. I was like, where there's that dislocated voice.
Maybe just because the mic's a bit close to my mouth. But it is truly exciting to be here this evening. And the inspiration that you brought into my life, Rich, particularly, on a daily basis traveling to work and finding something to listen to outside of any radio station, which just resonates so much bullshit and crap. All right. Mm-hmm. But to listen to your podcast and look forward to that podcast every week is something that, yeah, not only me, but plenty of other people now that I've shared it with and said, you've just got to listen to this guy. And one of the reasons it's really resonated with me was because 4 years ago, I took up ultra running. And then when somebody said, you have to listen to this guy, right? So then I started listening to you and it just continually inspired me, having not ran much at all prior to then, to now doing my first 135-mile run in 3 weeks with 8,000 metres of ascent and all on plant-based, pure plant-based and predominantly raw food. And that a lot of that inspiration, Rich, has come from you. And I know now, just as when you started on your journey doing your Ironmans, this is just the beginning. Like next year, the year after, 2020 is running across Australia in 80 days. And it's going to be, it's all through inspiration, no suffering. And that's where the big thing for me with plant-based food is there is no suffering within plants. It's all peace, it's all beauty, and it's all love. And it allows us to resonate that. Now my question to you, my question to you, and I really want to get to understand this more myself, the word ultra, to me, it seems to, I've wanted to really get to understand what ultra really means. And I'd love to hear from you, Rich, or Julie, what you think the word ultra really means.
Beautiful. First of all, beautiful. That's amazing, that transformation in your life. That's phenomenal. And I appreciate the kind words, but you did the work, and it's really quite something. So congratulations on that. You know, the word ultra for me, I feel like I fleshed it out in my talk. I think it's really that commitment to the journey of, to that search for that authentic self-actualization. You know, it's sort of taking yourself to the edges in beyond your comfort zone to explore and discover what it is about you that is unique and beautiful and meaningful to you personally, and the journey towards trying to give birth to that and express that in your daily life. What does it mean to you? Yoga,
yeah. I think it was good. I think that's good. I think you did a beautiful job. Right. Yeah. Congratulations. Thanks. On your achievements. It's amazing. Thanks for sharing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hi, Rich. Hi, Julie. First of all, I just want to say thank you. Been a fantastic evening. More importantly, thank you for your podcasts. And also, thank you for your book. It's inspired me. So my question is nice, short and simple. Which books have inspired you guys? And which ones would you suggest that we go out and purchase just to be as inspirational as both of you out there?
Mm-hmm. Go. Yeah.
Well, the classic standard is Autobiography of a Yogi by Paramahamsa Yogananda.
That was mine. You stole mine.
I stole it. It was mine. I gave you the book. No. Also, there's another really amazing spiritual book that's called Oneness by Rasha, and it's a channeled work that comes through a woman. So it's like a, just call it a cosmic message. But it's a beautiful book because it takes actually human experiences and different things that happen in your life and gives it kind of a spin on perspective. And that book was very instrumental in guiding us and supporting us through our sacred moment.
Yeah, there's so many books. I mean, it really depends on what it is that you need to discover about yourself. You know, is it health? Is it diet? Is it nutrition? Is it motivation? Is it inspiration? Is it spiritual discovery? You know, the works of Eckhart Tolle have been influential to me. The Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous, there's one. That changed my life, I'll tell you that right now. And the books that Julie is mentioning for sure in terms of the health and nutrition. There are so many, you know, amazing resources out there. Andrew talked about Prevent and Reverse Heart Disease by Dr. Caldwell Esselstyn. Rip Esselstyn, his son, who's an old friend of mine, has written several books on plant-based nutrition, Engine 2 Diet, and the books that have kind of come from that. Brendan Brazier's Thrive series are great on plant-based nutrition as well. So from the diet perspective, I would explore those. And from the spiritual perspective, I think Julie hit on the ones that I would have mentioned as well.
Yeah, and there's another spiritual teacher who is teaching through sexuality and information on sex. And I think this is a very, very important and crucial area of our lives that we need to master, we need to balance, and we need to really explore so that we can use this energy, such a powerful energy of what it means to be human in a divine way, and be free of the lower vibrating practices that are so common in our culture, like pornography and other, you know, very, very dark practices. So there's this amazing teacher named David Deida, and he actually was at our home and did a workshop along with a Buddhist master last year with Wuda. And he had some mind-blowing perspectives that truly opens up a lens on any relationship, man and woman or same sex, but through the qualities of masculine and feminine. So he has many books online. It's David Deida, D-E-I-D-A, and one of them is Finding God in Sex. Mm-hmm. How's that?
hi, Rich and Julie. Thanks for coming all the way to Australia. It's been fantastic having you here. After reading your book and being inspired and following the podcast, I found that the whole food plant-based diet really is the way to go. And I guess the evidence and the science and all that to back it up is there. It's available. We see Dr. Greger with nutritionfacts.org with some fantastic information. I work in a hospital as well, and I'm forever seeing people at the hospital with problems, and I know that they can be fixed up purely through plant-based diet. We also have nutritionists at the hospital. We see nutritionists providing advice on social media news. My question is, though, is there's so much conflicting information out there. There's people who are advocates for high-fat, high-protein diets and things like that. What can we do to really, I guess, combat these type of diets and really become a stronger voice and a bigger advocate for whole food plant-based diet when it really is seen that it should be the number one diet?
Yeah, it's a great question. It's crazy how there are these nutrition wars happening right now, you know, plant-based versus paleo versus, you know, high carb, and then this whole ketosis thing that's happening, and who's right and what's right, and he said, she said. The internet is an amazing thing. All of this information at our fingertips. So much good from that. And yet also, it can be so disorienting. You can look up any study to support whatever perspective you already hold to reaffirm your worldview, whether it's political or health-oriented. So for the average consumer, it becomes very disorienting. And when they see the bickering, they just say, well, these guys can't figure it out, so I'm just going to stay doing what I'm doing until they sort it out and tell me what's what. And that, of course, doesn't help anybody. So I think in terms of being an advocate, it's really tricky. Like, do you argue and confront those people and try to debate them? I have found that there are lots of people that are very good at that, and I think it's a personal decision. I think one of the most powerful things that you can do and the most effective in terms of like long-term activation of other people is just to be the best version of yourself. Be a shining, beautiful example of this lifestyle, and people will come to you. So instead of you preaching and trying to convert others, you're attracting. It's a much more potent and powerful alchemy to activate people. So educate yourself, understand the ins and outs so that if you are confronted with, well, why not this, then this, you're able to answer those questions. But I think doing it from that position of strength and power because you are living it yourself is really the best way to carry the message. At least that's what I found for myself. But again, it goes back to your personal, you know, your personality type. Different people are sort of oriented towards different perspectives, and we need all different kinds of messengers to carry this.
Yeah, and I would add, within that process, I think that we all need to remember that our power is in being that living expression. It's in beingness, right? In beingness and in love. So we need to be careful not to make an ism our new dogma that we then place on other people. And it happens in this diet community of opinions or differences of experience. And it also happens in our own kitchens with our own children. So it's a warrior's task to remain open and accepting of other people while still doing what you know is right. And over time, they will be able to gain the vibration and the change will happen. And you know, I trust you to know, you know, when to exert and when to relax. When to exert and when to relax. But we have to be careful that we don't make this into a violence. You know, we need to find the bridge and be able to connect with all people.
So we really only have time for two really short questions, or three super duper short questions. So I've just got those people picked out already. So unfortunately, we've got one here and one over there and just one down the front. And then I think we're done for the night. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Okay, great.
Thank you. My name is Brad.
I'm nice from Brisbane. T-shirt.
Thank you. Thanks for the T-shirt. And thank you very much for coming to Australia. I know it's a very long way, but we think it's worth coming along, I think. And thank you all also very much for bringing such a great group of people together. I think there's a lot of love in the room, and it's very heartwarming. In 8 weeks' time, I'll be competing in Ultraman Australia.
Nice.
And these two beautiful women with me tonight will be my part of my crew, Brielle and Rachel. My question is, do you have any advice for me besides not dying, and also any advice for my crew as well?
Oh, man, you might not like my advice.
I'll take it.
Well, the advice that I would give is advice that I didn't take for myself, which is don't have anybody that you care about crew for you. The crew job is brutal for this. No, that's fantastic.
That's
congratulations. That we did okay.
Well, that was a hilarious experience, actually, yeah. Quite frankly. Could I talk to the crew for a minute?
Well, quickly, because we don't have that much time. But no, I would say the advice that I would give to you is there's high highs and low lows, and you're going to feel terrible and you're going to want to quit. But just because you feel like it's over and you can't go any further, you know that can change. So you just have to stay in it and race your own race and enjoy. And my hope for you is that experience will be as transformative in your life as it was for me and mine. So congratulations.
Yeah, congrats on that.
Yeah.
And then just a note to your crew. First of all, look at the map and know where you're going.
Yeah.
Oh, one. God. Two, crewing for Rich is the most manic thing I have ever done in my entire life. And I'm a multitasker, so I've built homes, I've made a movie with him, I was a fashion designer, like, you know, I've had four kids, like, how hard could it be? It is manic, crazy. So you got to have your nutrition down for him, what he needs, you know, at the time. You're not going to be listening to any music. You're not going to be texting, and you're not going to, like, there is no downtime. You are, like, on your racer, your athlete is going, and you are just, it's like you're racing, and you're experiencing all his emotions through you. That first day when he won that race, we were out of our freaking minds, like, screaming in the car, and it was just hilarious. And then the next day when he crashed, we were dying with him with every pedal push. It was the most brutal thing I've ever seen. So get ready for the ride of your life, and the crew is just, well, it's integral. It's a very important part of him. And so it's going to be a beautiful odyssey that you guys get to experience. So have a blast.
Mm-hmm. Someone got the mic over that side?
Two more?
No? Okay, last question down the front. Very, very quickly.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
It's not so much of a question as, I guess, an example of what you were talking about before in terms of being an advocate for a plant-based lifestyle. I work at a pub, and one of my managers asked me what I was doing tonight, and I said I was coming to see an ultra-marathon runner talk about plant-based nutrition. And he laughed at me and was like, oh my God, that's the weirdest thing ever. Dismissed it and was like, how lame, and walked off. And I kind of was like, oh, that was really weird, but didn't say anything back, or didn't kind of go, well, I'll have you know it's really great. And then 5 seconds later, he came back and he kind of like nestled in next to me and was like, do you see a nutritionist at all? And I was like, oh, this is just gonna be that same thing again of like, yeah. And then I was like, nah, I don't really see anyone. And he was like, oh, because, you know, like, I've started running, and I feel like diet might be, like, the next thing. And he was like, you've got me on Facebook. Just, like, can you send me some, like, links of, like, things that you might think would be good? So I'm going to probably go home and like send him some links to your guys' stuff. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to say that I feel like it's through listening to you and your podcast, I've learned much better ways in terms of being able to communicate what I believe in a way that I think is more beneficial to me and other people as well. So thank you so much for that
knowledge. Yeah, it's beautiful. Yeah, thank you. What I love about that story is that you were asked where you were going and you just stood in your truth and you're like, this is what I'm doing, and you were owning it, and you're like, and he made fun of you or whatever out of insecurity, but then comes to you later and he's approaching you, right? So you're the lighthouse, he's coming to you, as opposed to you berating him like, oh, you're running? How come you're not eating this way? What are you doing? You know, why are you doing this? You're doing it all wrong, whatever, and pestering him, standing in your strength, the magnetism, you know, he's drawn to you, and there's the activation. It's beautiful.
I think that's a great place to stop, Rich.
Thank you, guys.
And
wait one sec.
Okay.
We just want to say thanks so much to you guys for coming out to Sumo Salad, to Conscious Club, to The New Normal, to Lucy and all the beautiful produce she brought us. And to the Plant Power Way crew, our Lucy here, who was on our retreat.
Remedy Kombucha.
Yeah. Also. Oh, okay. Yeah. Just jump in.
Right. There you go.
Jump in.
Yeah, no, thank you so much. It's been an extraordinary experience for Julie and I to visit Australia for the first time. We have been welcomed with arms outstretched. It's really been a beautiful experience. And to see so many like-minded souls congregated in venues like this, to convene over these ideas that have been transformative in our life and clearly transformative in yours is really a beautiful thing. It warms our heart. And I just love the fact that you're going to take this energy out into the world and activate people in your own communities. And so thank you for showing up tonight. It was really special for us, and I hope that I hope it was for you guys as
well. We're going to come back for sure.
Mm-hmm. Big round of applause for Rich and Julie.
Wow. Wow. Thank you.
All right, hope you guys enjoyed that. I want to leave you with this. I'm sitting on top of 9 t-shirts that say hashtag build the house on them, and I want to give them away. Here's the thing though, they're all larges, they're all men's larges, so this is not going to be a contest for everybody, but if you're looking for a large t-shirt that says hashtag build the house, you're in for a treat, because I am going to give these away this week. Here's how you enter to win. Just post your favorite episode of the podcast on social media, kind of like how we did it 2 weeks ago. But instead of hashtag RRP300, let's go with hashtag RRPFAVE, F-A-V-E. And I'll select the winners like a week from today and get those mailed out to you guys. How does that sound? Does that sound cool? All right, let's do that. If you're looking to dial up your plant-based plate, you're in for a treat, because our new meal planner is just the thing you've been waiting for. Thousands of plant-based recipes right at your fingertips, unlimited meal plans, grocery lists. Everything is totally personalized and customized based on your goals and your food preferences and your allergies and your time constraints. We have 24/7 customer support from a team of experts, grocery delivery in 22 metropolitan areas via Instacart. Here's the thing. So many people dip their toe in eating plant-based and then they retreat, or they don't see it through, or they lapse after a couple weeks. Why? Because they don't have all the tools. So we came up with this meal planner to fill that gap, to be able to provide you with everything you need so that you don't have that excuse. Oh, I didn't know what to make. I don't know how to make it. I can't find that ingredient, blah, blah, blah. This solves all of those problems. No more excuses. Plus, totally affordable, $1.90 a week. That's it. To find out more, go to meals.richroll.com or click on meal planner on my website. Definitely check it out. Really proud of it. Everybody who's using it is loving it. And I think it's well worth your investigation. If you guys would like to receive a free weekly email from me, I send one out every Thursday. It's called Roll Call. 5 or 6 things I stumbled across over the course of the week that I've enjoyed, that have inspired me, that have broadened my perspective. You can sign up for that anywhere on my website, any of those places where you just enter your email address. While you're on my site, we have signed copies of Finding Ultra, The Plant Power Way, This Cheese is Nuts. We got cool Plant Power t-shirts, tech tees. We got sticker packs, all kinds of cool merch and swag. I want to thank today's sponsors, awaytravel.com, luggage for the modern traveler, lightweight, premium features, and a lifetime warranty. For $20 off a suitcase, visit awaytravel.com/roll and use roll during checkout. Also, Health IQ, life insurance designed for the active and health conscious. Never overpay again. To learn more and get a free quote, go to healthiq.com/roll. I want to thank everybody who helped put on the show today. Jason Camiolo for audio engineering and production, help with the show notes and the WordPress page. Sean Patterson for all his help on graphics and theme music, as always, by Analemma. Thanks for the love, you guys. Be back here in a couple days with another awesome episode. And until then, be well, live large, and love deep. See you soon. Peace. Plants.